Hello, and thank you for joining us this evening. We're the Misfits, and tonight, we're going to be discussing conspiracy theories.
They're listening.
They're listening.
They're listening.
Do not be afraid, though. We're in a secure, located bunker. We have our tinfoil hats on.
Mm-hmm.
We are at no risk to ourselves or to anyone else.
The government cannot
hear us.
They don't have access to our reception.
That's right. Our cell phones
these brainwaves.
Are in airplane mode.
Oh, shit.
This is a secure connection.
And in order for you to truly digest all of this information, we suggest that you do the same. Mason will begin things with a conspiracy theory that he has researched extensively. He's been preparing essay upon essay upon this for many years.
Sleepless nights. Like, I can't stop thinking about this shit, man. Like, these people that are doing this shit. You know that?
Yeah.
I think I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, those fucking lizard people, man. I'm telling you, they're real, man. They're out there. Have you seen the videos and shit where their tongues stick out? Like,
I've seen them all.
What do they look people. Like? Hold on, I can't see you. I gotta, like...
Matt. Okay, Matt is overly protective.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I just couldn't see you.
Well, yeah, so there's a bit of a conspiracy going around. It's actually a long-term one. It's one of the early born conspiracy theories.
Since when?
Since the internet.
The internet.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
pretty early.
So it's pretty much based on it's like some Illuminati shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the human enslavery of these lizard people.
Okay.
Trying to enslave humans.
Mm, okay.
But not directly, you know, not like hectic whips and shit or fucking whatever.
Right.
It's just like
no hectic whips.
Pure just like manifesting and like puppeteering their fucking
covertly.
Like the society itself.
Controlling governments.
Yeah, exactly.
What
governments
are they controlling?
I don't know, bro. Could be any man. Every government.
How do you know somebody is a lizard person?
Because they got fucking weird eyes and big tongues.
Is Kim Jong-un a lizard person?
Yeah. Okay. He 100% is.
Who else is a lizard person?
Mark Zuckerberg. Biggest one. Have you seen that photo of him on the surfboard, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some sus shit.
Well, like, hang on. If he's a lizard, though, why would he be all lathered up in sunscreen like that?
Well, he's already puppeteering everyone with the Facebook shit, and now it's Meta. What could this Meta thing mean? What is the underlying
question? Have you considered that?
No, I didn't consider that.
You didn't consider what they could be getting up to?
I didn't. No, I thought I really should have, though. Thank you for enlightening me.
Yeah. So keep your fucking aluminum hat on.
Are there any other lizards I should be aware of in power?
I don't know too many because they're a bit...
What can they do?
They're pretty anything, bro.
Anything.
Like they could fucking snatch you from an alleyway. Like they're following you.
So what exactly distinguishes them from regular reptiles? Because regular reptiles
like,
appear to hold
like
a robotic
look kind of thing.
They have a robotic
like,
look?
Like trying to fit in too well.
So, right.
What's that movie with, I forget, but.
iRobot?
No. They like just try and fit in and they're like. I don't know, man. Their tongues and shit, man. Have you not seen that? Like the weird shit that they do.
I've seen
like,
so, are they more intelligent than us? Are they a different species? Like, what's the deal?
No, they adapt. I think they adapt through human action.
What does that even mean? As a sentence?
That makes sense.
like, whatever humans do, they learn.
Are they from this world?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Are they related to real lizards?
That's the thing. We don't know. It could be a government project that went wrong, or it could be like an outer world thing, you know?
Mm.
Not too certain on what they could be.
Mm. Well, it seems that despite your years of research, we still have very little on the subject. It's a shame, really.
Are they afraid of tinfoil?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Obviously.
Obviously.
To make sure.
Okay. Do they have the ability to wipe memory?
Yeah, they do. From what I've heard and researched.
Do they wipe sitting or standing?
I don't think they... I think
they use their tongues. Isn't that why it goes like...
Do they fold or scrunch?
I'm not too entirely sure, but...
Right. Do you think it's a possibility? Maybe they compromised your memory?
Yeah, for sure.
How would you know you're not a lizard?
That's what I mean, man. Any of us could be fucking lizards.
So you're saying that there could
you know,
be
you could
lizards.
Be a blue tongue, or
wait,
could be a fucking
lizards don't know that they're lizards?
Yeah, no.
They just think they don't.
Yeah.
So you're saying that any one of us could be a lizard. There could be a lizard among us.
Yeah, it could be a lizard under this table, man.
Sus.
There could be a lizard among us.
No, there's no lizard there, bro.
It could have been, though. Thanks for checking.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you bringing this to our attention, Mason. Is there anything else?
If you ever see one, fucking rip their tail off.
Okay.
That's like part of their spine.
Where do they hide their tails?
Don't lizards' tails go back?
They hide it down the leg like the sleeve of their pants.
The pant leg.
So yeah. And then you
How
rip.
Does Zuckerberg do it? Isn't he like in like shorts and shit? Or does he like curl it up? Well, like,
Matt, he's rich.
Yeah, he's rich. He can do anything.
Okay. Yeah, true. I didn't think of it that way.
But lizards can grow their tails back, as Toby's just said.
Yeah, it's a temporary, like,
it's a temporary wounding.
So yeah, it's a way to...
temporary solution to a long-term problem.
The only means to self-defense.
So to get away, essentially. You're not going to get away for long because they'll grow their tail back. No, they're not. Okay, they bleed green.
Mm. Okay, it makes a lot of sense.
Well, it seems like we could pretty easily tell who was a lizard and who wasn't just by stabbing them.
You're not wrong. I mean,
we did a blood test on everyone.
We could blood test Zuckerberg. We'll get him in here. Zucky, yeah. If you listen, mate.
Yeah, Zuckles, if you're listening.
The other Zuck, the imposter.
Does it alarm you that your name is actually very similar to Zuckerberg's?
Dude, I could be like a species of his, man. You could be like a Mark Zuckerberg species.
You know, I don't know if I actually trust this whole plain dumb thing you do.
I told you, I got a million IQ, man.
I know, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid you're one of these lizard people, and you're trying to divert IQ. Us right now.
No.
You see the look he's giving
us? Where's the blood test? Yeah, why
look at your tats. Why are they looking like greenish there? What is that?
Look at that, man.
You know, meet me outside after the show. I'm gonna cut your tail off. You son of a bitch.
I'm not trying to attack you. I said when they attack you, that's when you pull the tail off.
You're attacking our minds.
Oh shit.
I think we should move on to someone else now.
I hope you guys enjoyed my extensive research.
Yeah.
Let's hear from Matt.
Hold on, I got it.
He's going
to turn this way.
He's okay. Well protected.
No one's getting me at these radio waves. All right, I wrote some notes down. Let me see if I can... Hold on, Face ID isn't working for some reason.
You'll have to take it off airplane mode.
Oh yeah, yeah, take it off airplane mode.
That's vital. Okay.
There's a chance we're too secure.
There we go. Yeah, I don't know why Face ID wasn't working there. Okay. Okay, I reckon Michael Jackson isn't actually dead. He faked his death.
Well, you think Michael Jackson faked his death?
Hanging out with Tupac and Hitler.
Yeah. Well, no, Tupac, yeah. Hitler, no. No, they're two different, like, genres, like two different systems.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Hitler wasn't a rapper.
Yeah,
Tupac was a rapper and Hitler was a folk musician.
But yeah, I don't reckon he's actually dead, okay?
Okay.
I think he faked his death and he's still out there ghostwriting songs to this day.
Which songs do you think he's ghostwritten?
All of them. All the pop songs. You know
all
that?
Of them?
You ever hear that one dude that like writes like 90% of pop songs nowadays?
Yeah.
What's his name? His fucking...
Poo something? Right?
What's his
name? Bear?
Max Martin. That's it.
Max Martin.
Yeah.
I don't know what you would.
There's someone called Poo that like writes for all of Justin Bieber's songs and stuff.
But yeah, this one dude like writes all the pop songs, and I reckon he's sitting there in a bunker with Michael Jackson, probably Tupac too for all we know, just sitting there writing all these songs. Songs and shit.
So why?
Because he's just sick of the fame, mate. You know,
once
you get sick of it someday, you're like, how do I get out of this? It's like, he was the biggest person of all time. How does he get out?
I like that.
True.
I mean, makes sense.
If Michael Jackson himself would hang a baby over a balcony with no regard for its life, then why wouldn't he fake his death?
Okay, that's a common misconception. He had plenty of regard for that baby's life. All right, he was just trying to see if it had any money. That didn't make any sense.
Trying to get lunch money. Shaking it.
Anyway, back to Matt.
Yeah. Hold on.
Back to something that actually fucking makes sense.
Yeah, thank you. Fucking dumbass over there. But when he died, his estate sold one of his hard drives for like $250 million, yeah?
Yeah.
Was that the one with all the child porn on it?
No. They burned that one right away. They were smart.
They burned it like they made a copy of it?
Oh my god.
Oh my god, it goes deeper now. Oh my god.
It's another layer.
Hey man, this hat's starting to get a bit hot.
Speaking of layer, yeah, it's getting kind of hot in this one.
This hat's
actually like sweating in this
one. We are cooking under these white lights right now.
Man, your protection! Sorry, Matt, we're going down together.
Michael Jackson's going to kill you.
I'm getting a bit sweaty in there, man.
Matt has been compromised. We can no longer trust anything he says.
I'm not afraid of the system attacking me.
Oh my god, he's blowing the whistle.
I've joined you, Matt.
Sorry to interrupt. I've just had a quick theory. What if, you know how lizards are cold-blooded?
Mm.
What if the reason we wear tinfoil hats is because the lizards were like, that's how you protect yourself, but really it's how they keep themselves warm?
If that's true, it's true if I hit this. That shows we're not lizards.
I'm trying
to throw the trail away because I'm a...
Well, Matt and Mason have now both removed their tinfoil coverings, which means they're now compromised.
Yeah, we're coming out of the dark, mate.
We can no longer trust anything they say, as the radio waves have already started infiltrating their brains,
that's
influencing
like someone,
the things they
someone
say.
Someone part of the cog of the machine would say
yeah,
some shit like
yeah,
that.
That's the cog talking, bro.
How do we even know it's him? Yeah. We haven't even seen his face.
Exactly, that seems like some lizard glasses, bro. Pretty sure toad people.
Okay, anyway, I'll take
battle
the lizard,
toads. One of the battle toads wear glasses like that, bro.
It's one thing to say that I'm a liar, but never call me a toad on this podcast again.
Where did Michael Jackson go?
If I knew, I'd fucking be out there trying to find him down, mate.
Everyone
That's the point.
Knows there's a bunker in Antarctica.
Somewhere out there, yeah?
Uh-huh.
So you're telling me that Michael Jackson gave up a life of fame and wealth to live in the Arctic Circle?
Yeah, he keeps himself warm, makes some fire music. No. Him and Tupac, they'll be good.
Antarctic. He could have been an imposter for the two men who landed on the moon instead of Buzz Aldrin.
No,
it was
shut
Michael
the
Jackson.
Fuck up. That's mine.
And that's why, that's why he moonwalked.
Nope, you're wrong.
So he could moon. It was a sign to like. No.
He probably invented moonwalking for
exactly.
that shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, that was his whole concept.
All right, guys, this is getting a little bit silly, don't you think?
Yeah.
Don't you think you guys are kind of pushing it to a bit extreme?
Yeah. Yeah,
this doesn't really seem like a real thing.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I'm not finding this very believable.
Oh yeah, what's so believable about yours then?
Mine's very believable.
Oh yeah, let's hear it.
We're going in a clockwise order, and Swagger's up next.
Mine is. I have a whole presentation.
Mm-hmm. Well, Matt, did you have anything more you wanted to add?
No, mm-hmm. I just want to find the guy.
Okay.
So Michael Jackson is still alive.
Probably him and Tupac together, just sitting there ghostwriting all these songs and shit.
Matt, you got aluminium foil in your ear.
Is it still there?
Oh, man.
Yeah, she brought.
Oh, well, I guess we'll find out. Maybe someday Watch Michael Jackson will be in. Revealed. Wait, how old would Michael Jackson be nowadays?
Ask the expert.
He's probably buried under like Neverland or something. And he never ages, you know.
It's true.
He's buried now.
Maybe that's where the bunker is. It's under Neverland, you know. Okay, then he never ages, stays a kid forever.
The children that were lost in Neverland have been ground into a paste that he applies daily.
Keeps them alive, yeah.
To keep them youthful.
Wow.
Maybe he's cryogenically frozen like Walt Disney.
Hey, that's my one.
Oh, wow. I mean, maybe he's not. That would be weird.
Fuck.
All right. Who's Michael Jackson is still alive. Fine, I'll buy it. Speaking of Walt Disney, should I go?
Yeah.
What happened to the clockwise direction?
Well, Swagger's got a whole presentation. He wants
he's
to go
like
lost.
A PowerPoint shoot, apparently.
Yeah.
Like
seems
that.
To want to go lost. Guys, here's my little theory. Okay, I've written down some notes here. I'm going to read from it. The Walt Disney Company can't stand that it's public knowledge that Mr. Walt Disney himself, known anti-Semitic and racist...
Wait, Walt Disney was a known anti-Semitic and racist?
That's right.
Yeah.
Was cryogenically frozen in order to preserve his physical form for a future renaissance.
Uh-huh.
All right? They can't stand that people know about this. It was supposed to be covered up. In an attempt to divert the public from this disturbing event, the conglomerate known as Disney created a movie titled Frozen, which turned out to be a tremendous success, so successful that one can hardly find information on the dark reality of Walt Disney's icy chassis.
This makes sense. If I wanted to Google Walt Disney Frozen...
Yeah, it's going to show you the movie.
Oh my God.
Still
oh,
said shit. To be preserved in the depths of the Florida underworld. Now when one Googles Walt Disney Frozen, one is greeted with an adorable and ostensibly wholesome animated film for the whole family to enjoy.
Mm.
Little do these families know, the movie is covering up a disturbing truth. The screenwriters even had the gall to insert hidden messaging in the film's most popular musical number, Let It Go, a song that, with this added context, seems to taunt us.
Mm.
I will now read you an excerpt from this musical number. Don't let them in. Don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel. Don't let them know.
Mm.
Well, now they know.
Wait, is that a real
they
one?
Know.
That's really from the song
Weird.
Let It Go.
When you read it like that, it's very creepy.
That's right. The Disney Corporation wants us to let it go.
Mm.
They want this whole thing covered up.
Yep.
Well, at the risk of my own safety and that of my fellow advocates of truth, I refuse to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway.
Let's fucking go. And it's even crazier. If you try to go and he says, Walt Disney, Frozen 2, it shows up with Frozen 2.
Oh, my God.
It goes deeper.
It goes even deeper.
My God. Jesus Christ. So, yes, this is my theory. My theory is that Frozen as a franchise was entirely created so that when you Google search Frozen Disney, no longer comes up with the disturbing truth that is cryogenically frozen.
It's really, it's quite incredible that we've all been able to come up with all of these theories ourselves.
I know, it's really on mere day's notice. No, I've been into this topic for years, deep diving, been involved in various communities.
Yeah.
Touring the world. I believe Shane Dawson brought this up in one of his videos. I don't personally watch him. I don't trust him as a source. You can trust the Misfits podcast as a source.
We don't lie.
We have the facts. We have the information.
We're the arbiters of truth.
That's right.
So let me be the devil's advocate here. All right.
Were you with the devil? You were Satan?
Yes. Why are we trying to hide the fact that Walt Disney is frozen? Why does it matter?
Well, because it's disturbing. It's disturbing.
I want to be frozen, bro. Yeah, well, exactly. I want to age. I want to wake up in like fucking 2087.
Oh, it's so very, it's a jealousy problem.
It's futuristic technology that was created
like 40 years away.
Many years ago. It's been hidden from the government, from everyone.
60. Yeah. Come on, man. Get with
if the public had access to this information, then they would all be getting frozen like Mason himself wants to. Exactly. Everyone will be wanting to get frozen, preserved for the future.
Mate, I was a massive fan of Futurama.
Yep.
I don't know why that links. Or,
no, it does link. But, I mean, Fry from Futurama was cryogenically frozen and brought into a future.
Exactly.
Now, we don't know exactly when Walt Disney will be brought back to life, when they will revive him.
Why would they need to revive him, though?
Well, because his heart stopped.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
It's one thing that Walt Disney didn't quite account for is that the system doesn't work at all. He's probably a frozen corpse.
Yeah.
That's honestly,
he looks great.
That's the main reason they want to cover it up, is because the disturbing reality is that he's just a corpse.
Yeah. He's probably one of those
fucking...
They just
open the door, he falls over and cracks into a million pieces.
Yeah, it'll smash.
No, I reckon he's one of those fucking animatronics you see on the ride that are like fucking... And they just got him like strapped to one of those.
Jesus. I mean, who knows what's really going on with the Walt Disney conglomerate. It's a truly shady corporation. Millions of dollars funneled in. I mean, they've lost a lot of money throughout COVID, but let's just say they got quite the rainy day fund. They've been accumulating funds for years. In fact, they might be richer than the U.S. government. I think the U.S. government is in debt to the Walt Disney Corporation.
It would make sense. You're in debt to everyone.
That's right. They've been funding the U.S. military for years now. The technology that you see on these rides, that's no joke. It's the cutting edge.
You're telling me that Disney armed the Taliban?
I don't want to go so far as to say that, but look at my eyes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's incredible. That's truly deep
that's
stuff.
That's a hidden signal I've given him. Well, the audience will never know.
Speaking of frozen,
yeah,
something else that's related to things that are frozen and things that are icy.
Okay, go ahead.
I think we all know that something's going on in the world.
Yes.
I've been saying this for a long time.
Someone who fucking gets it.
I think we all know that it doesn't make any sense, guys, that the Titanic just sunk.
Egad.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, they said it was unsinkable. Why the fuck would it sink?
Look, the Titanic, there was three of them, okay? There was three of them in its class. They were made in triplets, okay? The Titanic was the middle one. And then there was another one that was called something that I've written down on my phone. it was called Olympic. The Olympic ship, right?
Olympic.
And there was a ship called the Olympic, and it went out on a little cruise, right?
Mm.
And it crashed into a military ship. And everyone was like, what the fuck? You can't just crash into military ships.
It's not on, is it?
So that company, big fine. In trouble. They're in trouble now. They've got these three ships. One of them, they just finished, and it's already fucked.
Jesus.
What are they going to do? They've got all this money that they need to pay this military company.
Do they have insurance to cover it or something?
I think insurance might be a good idea.
Yeah,
so
surely.
They go, well, you know, we've got this other ship, the Titanic. What if we just, you know, painted the first ship to look like the Titanic and then crashed it, claimed insurance? We still have the Titanic secretly, but we get the insurance money.
What about the iceberg?
Well, that was a plant.
What about the survivors?
It melts. It melts, and then there's no evidence.
No,
it's
I get it.
Perfect crime.
Iceberg. Berg. The Jews.
It's a bit of a stretch.
Well, I don't know. Maybe is JP Morgan Jewish?
Yes.
Oh, well, perfect, because JP Morgan was in on it.
What?
You know JP Morgan, notorious very rich person?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Jew.
Saga's giving me some weird vibes here. JP Morgan was in on it. JP Morgan was like, look, you guys need to make some money. I think insurance fraud, let's do this.
Oh my God.
But secretly, the insurance fraud was just a front because JP Morgan, one of the US
government to create a Federal Reserve Bank. But there was three powerful motherfuckers out there that didn't want it to happen.
Israel.
No.
No but, wonder Walt Disney was anti-Semitic.
So he told his mates, he said, look, I'm going on this sick fucking cruise. They were like, yeah, I'll go on this cruise with you. Mm. Everyone buys tickets. JP Morgan, at the last second, who had bought a beautiful custom private suite, just last day went, you know what? Actually, I don't think I'm going to go on this ship that I spent fuckloads of money buying a ticket for.
Wow.
He mysteriously didn't go on. But his three friends that were blocking him from getting the US government to do what he wanted, they went on the ship. And what do you know? They never came back.
They all perished.
Ooh. Therefore, JP Morgan caused the sinking of the Titanic and the murder of 1,500 passengers.
So this is actually true? These three men died and J.P. Morgan canceled?
You're goddamn right.
These three men did die and J.P. Morgan did cancel at the last second. You know who else canceled?
Hmm.
The creator of Hershey's chocolate.
The worst chocolate.
Exactly. It's the worst chocolate, but it still makes lots of money. You know why? No competitors. There's no one else that makes chocolate. Shit.
Plus, everyone wants a little kiss.
Yeah. But basically, J.P. Morgan sunk the Titanic to murder three of his friends so that the U.S. government would create the U.S. Federal Reserve.
This actually sounds very believable.
So you're saying the Titanic's hidden?
Yeah, I guess theoretically. They could just repaint it and call it something else.
Where the fuck would they hide it?
You're saying it was an inside job?
Well, I just have a theory, actually. You said where would they hide it. I don't know if you know this, but there's a little guy called Jimmy Cam, also known as James Cameron. And he made a movie called The Titanic. And in this movie, they had a full-size set that looked like the ship.
Mm.
Maybe that's where the ship went. Maybe they used it for the filming, and then were like, well, time to just cut off the set. But secretly, it was the actual Titanic.
Damn.
Where do the Jews fit into all this?
Well, didn't you say Morgan, J.P. Morgan was Jewish?
That's right. That was a test to make sure that you weren't one of those Zionists.
Don't know what that is, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I am a child of Zion. Is that what they're called?
Excuse me?
I mean, I'm not.
I beg your pardon. Wait, so... So hang on a sec. You're saying that this whole Titanic thing was an intentional setup just to murder three powerful men?
Yeah, it was this. It was to murder three powerful men, and there was also an insurance fraud thing. But I reckon the insurance fraud was just a front that no one ever caught on to.
So what about Hershey's Kisses? Isn't he a suspect?
Well, the Hershey's Kisses thing is not important. But
I think it is.
He was another rich, powerful man who was friends with J.P. Morgan, and he just happened to didn't go on the ship.
I see.
With
so
JP
you
Morgan.
Think it was like a "don't come to school tomorrow" kind of deal?
I think J.P. Morgan said, "Don't come the boat tomorrow."
Hey Hershey's, don't come the boat tomorrow.
That's a verifiable fact.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but I mean, this is all true apart from the bits where I said, I think.
That actually, yeah, I mean, this might be poor wording, but I'm on board. Like, that sounds like fucking.
You know who was on board?
Believable.
JP Morgan. Yeah.
I can tell. Wait, so is JP Morgan still alive to this day?
Yeah, but he's being chased.
Oh, for what?
Chase Bank.
JP Morgan, Chase Bank. The Federal Reserve! It all makes sense!
You got to do just my tennis.
You look great. Actually, you look like a Hershey's Kiss.
Could get that better reception.
The fucking... Okay, dialing in.
All right. Okay. It looks like you have a fork on your head.
Swagger has got a very intense look about him. I think he's got some information he's just dying to share. Would you like to...
Please express it.
Express what your...
Okay.
Theory is...
Pull it up. Pull up the presentation. Because I'm about to drop some very real facts.
Oh my God, look how many slides there are to this.
The moon landing is
Oh, fuck me.
Don't spoil it.
Sorry.
Okay, come on, get it ready. Here we go. Okay. The moon landing is fucking fake. And here's why.
Okay.
Where's anybody swaggy souls?
Okay.
Yeah, we know.
Okay, go. Exhibit A. The flag flutter. As you can see, here is the American flag on the quote-unquote moon.
Okay.
We all know what happens when you fly a flag, right? It flutters and moves in the wind.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So riddle me this, right? How is it that in an environment with no air, you can see the flag waving?
Good punctuation.
It's kind of sus.
That's kind of sus. Oh,
yeah.
Isn't that not a real photo?
Here in this very real photo, this fake astronaut is confused at the waving flag. Coincidence?
Wow.
Not at all. They're in on it.
Was there a chance that this photo was just taken when he like stabbed it into the ground?
And Exhibit B. Exhibit B. Astronaut would be literal toast.
Oh, shit.
So there's a place, okay, really, really, really high up in the sky above the clouds where all the radiation, the sun beams down, superpower-causing gamma rays, right? Follow me? It gets trapped in this layer of the atmosphere. That's called the Van Allen Belt.
Okay.
And the only way to get to the moon is to go through the Van Allen Belt. So, again, riddle me this. If these people really went to the moon, why did they not glow in the dark when they came back?
Do we know that they don't?
Yes.
How do we know it's just they didn't get, like, long tongues and shit, you know, and tails?
For years, decades, NASA has ignored this fact, as well as my hundreds of emails that I've sent to them.
That's really sus.
Here is an illustration of what an astronaut would look like if they did go to the moon. They become little green glowing men.
Wow. Okay. With red boots.
With red boots.
Wow.
Okay. But that is what they would look like.
This does seem a little sus, I guess.
This is, I feel like, you know, my mind has just been opened.
Just you wait. Exhibit C.
Okay.
Shadows are very inconsistent in all the pictures and all the videos. If there are multiple shadows on the moon from the same object, but there's only one source of light, which would be what, Mason?
The sun.
The sun.
Nice.
Then why the fuck? Also, the shadow's way too big. It is easily debunked as fake. There must have been big studio lamps.
Where's the second shadow?
It's right there. Making the shadows.
That's the ship.
So there needs to have been big studio lamps, right? And this leads me into my next point. Okay. No, hold on. Hold your questions. This is where it really funnels in.
Okay.
Exhibit D, Stanley Kubrick.
Who's that?
Oh, it all makes sense now.
Stanley Kubrick. Oh, this is a famous director. He made 2001 A Space Odyssey, which is honestly more convincing than the actual moon landing. Because the movie was realistic, but boring.
It was boring.
Whereas the moon landing was just boring because it was fake and everyone knows it.
Okay.
Yawn.
So Stanley Kubrick, famous director, made 2001 A Space Odyssey in 1968, a year before they went to the moon. So Stanley, why would Stanley Kubrick do this? Well, Stanley needed money after his movie Eyes Wide Shut. That movie exposed the deep state Illuminati as satanic cultists that feast on the spleens of children. This is a true fact.
Wait, why would he need money, though?
This is a true fact.
Eyes Wide Shut was a huge success.
This is a true fact.
One of the most popular movies of all time.
All of his income was taken by the high Hollywood elite.
Wow.
Oh. He was left with nothing.
Interesting.
Here is Stanley Kubrick himself admitting to his involvement in the moon landing. He says, and
he
I
looks
quote,
tired.
He says, I would be too if I had to live with the fact that I faked a moon landing to the entire world. But he said before he died, yes, in quotes, yes, I faked the moon landing and the Illuminati is going to kill me. That is by Stanley, quote, Stan the man tricked Americans, Kubrick.
Wow.
That is what happened. And he died, and he died shortly after.
No way.
Yes, he was shot 5 times in the back and the head. It was ruled as suicide.
Right?
Yeah.
It was ruled as suicide.
Horrible.
Wait.
Horrible suicide.
Oh my God.
I still can't believe he did it. With all the pressure, I guess I could understand, but ridiculous. But this is true. Now, next slide. Exhibit F. Distinct lack of meteors.
Was there an E?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
We can all agree, right? We can all agree that there are millions and billions of meteors and small objects flying through space at millions of miles an hour, right?
Okay.
Then we could definitely agree that there's a good chance that one of those billions of meteors would have hit an asteroid or the spacecraft going up to the moon.
Somewhat
right?
Chance,
we could all definitely agree that there's a very high possibility.
They probably calculated that. So
yep,
probably
you
not
agree.
That high of a chance.
You agree.
I mean, space
we
is
all
a really
agree.
Big place. So.
I mean, wouldn't that be the same odds as Earth?
So yeah. Why didn't... Well, the moon doesn't have an atmosphere.
Oh, great point.
Moon doesn't have an atmosphere, yeah, Toby. Think about science. Science, logics, and facts.
Like, well, that's like trying to cross the street
idiot.
With your eyes closed and hope you don't get hit by a car.
Exactly.
Except the street's like how many thousands of miles away?
Exactly, and there's millions
yeah,
of cars.
Statistically, yeah.
Statistically speaking, they would have gotten destroyed by a meteor if they actually went up there. And you know, why didn't anyone get hit with a meteor? The answer, science and facts, the moon landing didn't. Fucking happen.
Wow.
That one's pretty convincing.
That one
is
now.
Convincing.
This leads me on to my very next point. This is Exhibit G. Buzz Aldrin himself, alleged second man on the moon, wouldn't swear on the Bible, right? So there's a famous video of Buzz Aldrin, the alleged quote-unquote astronaut, punching an honorable, respectful, and ultimately correct man by the name of Bart Sibrel. He punched him in the face for daring to suggest the truth.
It's a great video.
Which is that he faked the moon landing. He asked Buzz Aldrin very politely to swear on the Bible, but Buzz Aldrin, knowing he'll go to hell for lying after swearing on the Book of Facts, decided to resort to violence, further proving his guilt and further reaffirming that the moon landing did not happen. Hey, let me just attend.
You look fine.
There we go. Okay. Okay, next one. Exhibit
Big
H, Big Rover. Big Rover, everybody. This is where a lot of people, this is where it really ultimately convinces a lot of people.
The arrow there really shows.
Yes.
That, yeah.
So, for the rover, you're telling me that this massive rover, this huge rover, was able to fit inside of the lunar capsule. The small lunar capsule could only carry three people. A rover that big?
It's pretty big.
It's fucking huge.
It's at least three men big.
Who do they think, now this is a real question, who the fuck do they think they're fooling? Who do they think they're fooling? Not me, not you, not you, not you.
What if they, just, put it on like a hitch and they like towed it behind the rocket?
It's not true, not true.
Okay.
Wouldn't happen.
False.
False and unverifiable.
Fake
okay,
news.
I believe that.
We are wolves among sheep. We can all agree, right?
Yeah.
Well, we don't concern ourselves with the opinion of sheep. We are wolves. We're free thinkers. We think
Woo!
For ourselves. we know the truth. Right, we know the truth.
Facts.
Next slide. Exhibit I. Now, with your eyes, where are the stars?
Ooh.
Where?
They're up in space.
They're up in space.
Yeah.
That's right.
Nice.
That's right. That's right. Here,
nice,
everyone, give him a round of applause.
That's fucking, yeah.
They're up in space.
True free thinker.
Okay.
That was good.
So besides stories like Stanley Kubrick,
whoa,
there weren't any others present on the set of the fake moon landing. This is apparent because in all of the pictures supposedly taken on the moon, there isn't a single star in space. Why, why, you might ask? It's simple. They ran out of budget to paint the ceiling of the warehouse and had to cover their tracks by suggesting that the camera had low exposure and ISO.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't believe that. If you saw the stars up there, you'd be like, oh, look how good it is and want to take a photo of it.
Yeah,
I'm not buying that shit.
Low exposure and ISO. ISO, fucking sick of there being low exposure to the fact that the fucking moon landing was fake. And nobody wants to listen to me or take me seriously. The kids are gone. My wife is gone.
So,
and all I have are my facts. I sacrifice everything for the pursuit of truth. And God damn it, there isn't a chance in hell that I am wrong. Do your own research and come to my very same conclusion. Next line.
Oh. Wait, is that?
In conclusion.
Jeez, that's a big conclusion.
Guys, I lost my meds. I'm supposed to be taking them every day, but I got confused yesterday and forgot to take them.
Okay.
Or was that the day before? I can't remember. Which, now that I think about it, is a side effect of the medication that's used to control the voices in my head.
Mm.
I don't know why the doctors and my family are so concerned about the voice, because all they want to do is find the truth. Conclusion. That is God up there in my head. And yes, he's actually very proud of me. And he told me himself that he doesn't think I should take my meds. Also, yes, God is a man. A lot of people would be upset to hear that, but honestly, that's my job. Making people upset by exposing the truth. Haters want to shit on me because they are so stupid and so bad. But I am great, and I have logic and science on my side. Don't believe the fake news media that says shit like the moon landing is real. Because I can assure you, it is not!
Yeah.
I heard you say Israel earlier.
In conclusion, I lost my meds. I'm supposed to be taking them every day, but I got confused yesterday, and I forgot to take them.
You said that already.
It was that the day before. I can't remember. The moon landing is fake. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Suck my dick, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Next line. Seek the truth and follow my newsletter here on the dark web. This is the link. Don't trust them 187 times at protonmail.com. And finally, the final exhibit. Exhibit Z is real. this needs no explaining. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Israel is very small.
That's him saying that's Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu showing the percentage that he thinks the moon landing was real.
Very small.
Very small percent the moon landing was real.
Not a big chance of that.
So Israel, Israel.
Shit, I'm sold.
Wow, is that the end of the presentation?
That is the end of the presentation.
Okay, a couple things just to unpack here. What do you say to the comments that say that this is really just an anti-Semitic fueled
tirade? It's fake news. They're bots, Russian bots.
No, but what about the people that say this out in the streets?
They're not real. They're paid
actors.
Have
you ever met one?
I have, many times. Yeah, say that they're concerned about
your paid
views.
Actors.
They're on George Soros' payroll.
People have been saying that they used to really enjoy your content on YouTube, and now they're kind of ashamed.
They're on George Soros' payroll. They're being paid.
Okay.
They're being paid to say that.
Who's George? Yeah. George who?
George Soros.
Who's he?
I can't get into it.
You can't get into it?
Nope. My antennas aren't calibrated to handle this amount of truth.
You have time to get into all this moon landing stuff, but you kind of describe who George...
I love the posture, though. That's what makes me confident.
Selling point.
Fake news, next question.
You have very compelling confidence.
Fake news, next question.
Okay, so what about all the evidence to the contrary?
What evidence? I've never seen any evidence to the contrary. All I saw were fucking lies.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Neil Armstrong with your own eyes?
Do you believe that we've been to space since?
Yes.
So when was the first time people actually went to the moon?
That's classified.
It is now, is it?
Yeah.
I feel like it was probably pretty public information.
Nope.
The Russians went, didn't they?
That's
classified, though?
Yeah.
Right, even though it was publicly announced everywhere.
No. Wait, so what you're saying, Swagger Souls, is that Russia went to the moon before America?
No, I'm saying they went to space.
Sorry.
Nobody's ever been to the moon.
Ever.
Oh.
Ever. What about
ever.
Mars? What
do you Mars, you nobody's ever been to Mars.
So Russia has a superior space program than the US.
No.
What about the rover on Mars? You believe in that?
No.
You don't believe in the rover on Mars? You don't believe that the live stream
is
real?
Pretty sure Range Rover put a car on Mars.
If it's on CNN, it isn't real.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
I thought you were a wolf.
What about non-American networks that broadcast?
Are you a wolf or are you sheep?
No, I'm...
Why are you asking sheepy questions?
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to have a dialogue with you. You seem to be really determined to shut it down before it even gets started.
It's not true.
Okay.
It's not true. These are lies.
Let's forget CNN.
These are lies that are meant to attack my credibility.
Great. That's cool. Let's forget about CNN. Let's just focus on news media in general. There's plenty of other platforms, independent or otherwise, that have talked about the moon landing or talked about space travel and the science behind it. What do you say about those?
Check their Bitcoin address. check the blockchain. All the answers are on the blockchain.
What does that even mean?
If you go on, if you check their,
isn't the whole point of the blockchain that it's cryptic?
Shut up. If you track their crypto wallet, you'll see that NASA has been sending them millions of dollars worth of Shiba Inu.
Okay. Shiba Inu is a somewhat recent invention in the last decade.
You know why NASA is sending Shiba Inu to all these people?
Because
they're trying to sell the lie that we went to the moon, and they're always saying that Shiba Inu is going to go to the moon. So why the fuck are they using Shiba Inu and have something like horrible and fucking fake like Bitcoin?
Okay, well, this
certainly
give
me a lot to think about. Okay. Great. I mean, let's
Bitcoin was created by the Mexican government.
Okay, dude, come on. Bitcoin was not created by the Mexican government. Even if it was, then what's the problem with that?
Ethereum was created by Belarus to create dissent amongst the Russian state so that they could declare independence. That is a fact. That is a true fact.
Well, I for one believe you.
Thank you.
I for one believe you.
Thank you.
I believe you too.
Oh yeah, I believe you.
Good.
Yeah.
What about you, the listener?
The listener at home, what say you about all of these conspiracy theories? Who is the most believable and who, well, perhaps you can tweet us with some contrasting theories.
Yeah,
please enlighten us.
Are you going to blink sometime?
He's a lizard.
No, blinking is a defense.
Is that why he's covering for his tongue?
What do you say about those rumors?
Blinking is a defense mechanism against the Russian PSYOP campaign.
Okay, there's a lot of there's like a brew of contrasting.
I took five tabs of acid before coming to this podcast because it's the only way to keep the lizard to bed.
Yeah, your pupils are massive. Yeah. Well, anything else to add, Swagger? Just gonna stare.
I forgot to take my meds this morning.
Yeah, we know that. You told us like.
Or was it the day before?
It could have been the day before. It's one of the effects of the meds.
Wait, is the moon landing real?
No, the moon landing is not real.
All right, now it's time for Swagger's presentation.
I have a whole presentation for you.
How long did it take you to make that presentation?
Fucking 10 minutes.
Yeah, I could kind of tell. Well, does anyone have any questions about the theories we've brought up today? Who do we believe is the most believable? I personally believe Toby.
Toby's is the most believable for sure.
I just gave you the job points. I was like, I don't want to take up too much time. I had a whole document, but then I was like, Swagger's got a PowerPoint. I'll let him take the game.
Well, thank God you did. Because Swagger, although it may not have been the most believable, certainly might have been the most important thing we've heard today.
It was. It was influential.
It was. We really need to get this motherfucker back on his meds. Holy shit.
I thought I was back on.
No, you weren't, sweetie. You weren't.
I think you started taking them a couple days ago.
Was it the end of the day?
Is the moon landing real?
No, there is not. I have a whole presentation.
Yeah, we know. We know about the presentation.
Well, how do you know about the presentation?
You showed it to
Who
us
Who told
already.
You? I didn't show that
you
to you.
You did show it to
definitely
us.
I think it was the Deep State told them.
They showed it to
the
us.
Deep State told them about it?
Yeah, yeah.
I think the Battle State told
how
them.
How do you know the Clintons?
I don't know the Clintons.
Do you know what Bill Clinton did?
He had sex with Monica Lewinsky.
Can I just give you guys a bonus here?
Yeah.
Did you guys know? This one's really interesting. Blue, could you please pull up Hillary Clinton's campaign picture? Hillary Clinton's campaign logo. I think you guys are going to see something. As soon as Blue's pulled this up, you're going to see what I saw. And it's going to make you think very, very differently about Lil Klinsky. About Clinton.
It's going to make us think worse or better of her.
It depends what your view is on 9/11.
Oh.
Tell me that's not a plane flying into the Twin Towers.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
Jesus
Even
Christ.
More incriminating, Blue. Uh-huh. Pull up the video of Hillary Clinton spitting a big mucus green globule into her glass of water.
Just type exactly that into Google.
Is this
Hillary
real?
Clinton spitting up green mucus into glass into water.
Yeah, what the in the.
So she had a bit of phlegm.
Yes, right there.
What the fuck?
That
is,
lizard.
That's Hillary, she's a lizard.
That's lime.
That is Hillary Clinton depositing an alien egg sack into a glass of water to put into the Flint, Michigan water supply.
So not only does she do 9/11, she also has a
That's
cold.
That's how they control the mines. They fucking put it in the water
there
supply.
There's Hillary Clinton with the green globule. There she is.
My
this
God.
Full video. Yep, right there. You see? Yep, ooh. Right there.
Oh, what right the fuck?
That's really weird.
That is very odd.
That's actually, God. I think this might be the most convincing one so far.
Why do they do this stuff on camera? I guess that is old. why is everyone always have to be old, so cold?
Old in human years.
Yeah.
Young in lizard years.
Right. Yeah. Just reaching their prime in human
years. They just look old
years.
And then they shed their skin.
Exactly.
And they look
like a cicada
again.
Or a crab.
We're living
like
in
a lizard.
We're lizard.
We're living in a dangerous world, folks at home. A dangerous world, and it's only getting crazier.
Be afraid, be divided, burn down your house, and kill your parents.
That would be
it's the only way to freedom.
Send all your money to this Bitcoin address.
Right here, this Bitcoin wall.
If you want to support the freedom of truth, send all your Bitcoin here today.
Blue's going to put his Bitcoin wallet there. None of us are going to know.
Guys, this has been the Conspiracy Theory Spotify exclusive. We hope you've enjoyed.
This is the anti-deep state news, real news.
This is also called
this is
podcast.
Plus ratio, this is plus fell off.
This is the awakening. Consider yourselves woke. And we'll see you next time for more woke facts.
Stay woke.
Stay woke.
Facts don't care about your feelings, but we do. And we'll see you next time on the Misfits Podcast. Bye.
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 Goodbye.